USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ratings for the Olympic Games opening ceremony were down 36% compared to 2016, according to preliminary numbers from NBC Universal. The numbers for the Tokyo Games marked the lowest audience for Olympic opening ceremony events in 30 years. California's biggest wildfire, the Dixie Fire, merged with another blaze as it burned homes in Northern California Sunday. The Dixie Fire is one of 86 large wildfires burning across the western U.S. Citizen anger over Tunisia's handling of a recent spike in COVID cases has added to general unrest over the nation's economic and social turmoil. Tunisian President Kais Saied announced Sunday that he had dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament. The move, which comes on the 64th anniversary of Tunisia's independence. Tunisia's revolution in 2011 is often displayed as the sole success of the Arab Spring revolts across the region, but it has not led to stability economically or politically. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
As the federal government's open border policy is not a one-size-fits-all, Texas lawmakers are fighting back on Washington's policy. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border to the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation. And so I think rightfully, we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant. And I think, as they said, and I would tend to agree, that that this virus came from the laboratory, mm-hmm. whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now, all the credible scientific information looks like it was a leak from a laboratory and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.